Okay. This is an oral history interview at Westminster School on Monday the 4th of December 2017 with Elizabeth Wells, archivist,
Charlotte Robinson, archives assistant,
and Christine Hall.
Hi, Christine. I wondered if you'd tell us a little bit about your background, where you were born, a little bit about your parents to start off with.
I was born in Westminster, and I've lived here all my life. My parents were also born in Westminster, and they've also lived, you know, before they died, they lived in Westminster as well. I have one sister, and I have one daughter, and I have three grandchildren. Is that okay? I don't know. I've always lived here. I've always worked around in Westminster as well, and I now live in the flat that my mum used to live in as well. So we've all been like a tight sort of family as well. So I haven't really moved very far or anything like that. You know, I've just always stayed in Westminster.
And so did you go to school here in Westminster?
I did, yes, yeah. Yeah, so I went to Westminster Cathedral School, which is a Catholic school, and then I went in Victoria Street in St Vincent's School, my secondary school. So everything has been sort of based in, like, Westminster.
And when did you first become aware of Westminster School? When did you first...?
A friend of mine was working here, and then when my daughter went to school, I was then looking for to go back to work, and she just mentioned that there was a position going in the school, which was ideal for me because it meant that I could take her to school, I could bring her home from school, and I could have the holiday times with her, which was always something that was really important for me to do. So I came for an interview, and at that time it was the matrons that would be interviewing you. And then I got the job in Liddell's, and that was in 1978.
And who was the matron at the time?
Mary Hopwood. Was her name. I always remember because she was like real sergeant major sort of type, you know, sort of thing, you know. So that's how I got the job here.
So you'd had your daughter at that stage. Did you work before you had your daughter?
Yes, I just worked like really in offices, just doing like general duties really. But that's what I used to do. And then obviously I stopped when I had Michelle. And then sort of, I had about 4 years out of work, but as soon as she could go to school, then I wanted to return to work.
And what were your duties in Liddell's when you first started working there?
That was like cleaning the rooms. We used to have to do that, used to clean them, which used to be like a lot harder than what it is now. They have all the equipment, whereas we used to just like have a broom to clean with, you know, and a carpet sweeper. I mean, that sounds really like old, but you know, we didn't have everything like that they do now. They have it very easy now compared to like what we used to have. So we would do the rooms in the morning, and then it would be lunchtime, and we would serve the lunches and prepare for lunchtime in a dining room.
And that was back when the boys would have lunch in their own house?
Yes. So when I first come, we didn't have any, the school supplied the chefs. There was no catering company. So it was completely different. So we didn't have anybody. We was just in charge sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And the food would be like really old-fashioned food. It would be like on a Monday, it'd be like a steak pie followed by a steamed pudding. You know, it was really heavy food. And there wouldn't be any what they have now. You wouldn't have any bread or fruit. That was your main thing. You know, Wednesday was always a roast dinner. And again, it would be another sort of steamed pudding. Friday would be fish and chips, and it would always be like a heavy pudding after your main meal sort of thing.
And was it pretty much the same menu every week? So Mondays was always this, didn't change on the cycle?
It didn't change very much, no. Yeah, I just always remember it was always heavy, you know, like the steamed puddings, you know. You'd have spotty dick or you'd have jam roly-poly and things like that, you know. But that was just it. You had your lunch and you had your pudding. Nothing compared to what they have sort of nowadays, you know.
And did you have the lunch yourself before or after?
No, I don't think I really used to have lunch. I've never really had lunch when I've been here. No, we might just pick a little bit, maybe after service or something like that, and that would be it, really. Yes.
And so there was the matron who employed you. Were there many other people working in Liddells alongside
yes,
you?
Yes, there was another three ladies when I came here, yes. And they were quite tough ladies, you know. They'd been here for quite a while and, you know, you're sort of new coming in, you know. And I always remember they used to have their brooms and they'd all have their names on their broom. And you didn't, you know, you didn't touch that broom. You had your own broom. Do you know what I mean? They were quite sort of tough ladies. So it was a bit daunting when I first come, sort of thing. But I think they were here for about another 5 or 6 years and then they left. And then we got new ladies that came in and things got better in the house, sort of thing, you know.
You weren't the bottom of the pile anymore.
But I have to say, the ladies that I worked with, like, we had another three new ladies. We all got along. It was never a house where we were all arguing, because you get all women together, and that can be quite tricky, you know. And we all got on very well.
And was the matron a good boss? It must have changed, I suppose, in your time
yes,
there.
Yes, yeah, because we had, like, so I think after my first matron, I don't know how long she was there for, maybe 8 years or something, and then we got another new matron. So, like, ever since I've been there, I think I've had 5 or 6 different matrons, as well as, like, housemasters as well. So I've seen a good turnover of different people come and go. Sort of thing, but I was always happy in there. It was always like a happy house. You know, we got along with the boys really well because you saw them in the morning when you was cleaning. You would see them again at lunchtime, you know, and we'd always have like a good friendship with the boys, sort of thing. And then we'd have our break at say 11 o'clock when they had their break, and we would sit in our kitchen and have our tea and coffee. And they would come in and they had a toaster and they would make toast. But they would, like, talk to us and things like that. So I always remember it as a nice, happy, happy time in there, you know. You know, the boys being in there and able to relate to them and then to talk to us and tell us things, you know, which was really nice.
And did you feel a strong identity with Liddells?
Yes, yeah. I did, yeah. Definitely.
And all the other houses must have had a similar setup because they were also having lunch.
Yes, they were, outside. Yes. Yes, so you had quite a few houses that all had family service in there, yes. Yeah.
And it was a sort of, you described it sort of proper two-course meal and served at the table.
And then I think I was there for about, I'd say about 4 years. And then the catering company came in.
Okay.
So they took over, and then because all the food sort of changed then, they had more variety. You know, they would have bread and fruit on the table, and the meals became that they weren't so stodgy and heavy and things like that. So then they came in about 4 years after. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
And did the boys always come to lunch, especially in those early days when it was stodgy and heavy?
Yes, they did, yeah. Because we didn't have all these, like, Pret across the road or, you know, sandwich shops down Victoria Street. We never had... It's making me feel really old. But we never had all them, you know, so they did, you know, they came to lunch because that was their meal. Whereas now they can just go out and get a pizza down the road or a bag of chips, etc., you know. It's completely different, yes, yeah. And the other nice thing was that you could see, when we had like family service, you could see if like a girl wasn't eating her food. You could pick up on things like that as well. You know, as you went into clear, you could pick up, you know, that girl, you know, she hasn't touched any food, etc. And you then you could report that to the housemaster and say, you know, I don't think, you know, she's really eating. We did have quite a few girls that were quite like that, you know.
And it must have been interesting when the girls started coming in, because I suppose when you started, they'd been part of the school for a little while, but there weren't very many girls.
No, not very many girls, yeah.
And you had girls as part of Liddles, but they wouldn't have boarded
No, they
Liddles?
Never boarded, no. That they would just be in the house, yeah, yes.
Do you think the dynamic changed as the number of girls increased?
I think so, yes. It was nice to see girls, you know, in the house, you know, as well, sort of thing, yeah. Yes.
And the boys would have gone... There wouldn't have been an evening meal in the house. That was still in college hall.
No, that would go to college hall, yes.
And your day would have been finished by that point
so,
too.
Yes, so I started at 9:30 and I would finish at 2:30. And then, yes. Yes.
And did... and you mentioned the catering company coming in and sort of beginning to change... So.
Yes. Yeah, that was quite hard for us because we've sort of done, you know, we didn't have uniforms, we wore our own clothes and, you know, we could wear nail varnish and earrings and things like that because that was never a problem. And then when they came in, you know, we suddenly had all these rules where we couldn't, you know, we had to have a uniform on, etc. You know, so it was quite a shock for us to begin with. Sort of thing, but we just abide by the rules most of the time and, you know, got on with it really. But it was nicer because there was different food coming in, etc. I liked that part of it, yes. And then of course, we'd have to wash up by hand as well, that we didn't have any dishwashers or anything like that. So for us, you know, when they come in and we get all this new equipment, that was quite nice that we didn't have to wash up 150 plates or what have you, you know.
And was this all in the kitchen in Liddles that we know?
Yeah.
It's still the kitchen,
yes.
that room at the back.
Yes.
Yeah. And where was the meal set? Was it one of those bigger rooms at the front?
Yes, at the front there, yeah. There was a big room there
that
we used to lay up. You know, put knife and forks on the table, etc. So, and then I said, like, about my daughter, when she wasn't at school for whatever reason, she would come in and she would lay up the tables with us, you know, because I'd had to bring her to work, which you could do in them days, you know. So that's quite a nice memory. She had some memories of coming with me to work and, like, laying up the dining room, etc.
And did the boys make a big fuss of her too?
Yeah, they did actually, yeah. They'd come out and have a look and they would talk to her and things like that, yeah, yes.
Because there were a lot of famous people, I realised the other day when I was putting those photographs together that went through Liddles.
Yeah.
Do they stand out in your memory?
I can remember Helena Bonham Carter, and I don't think she was there that long. I think, I'm not sure how long when I started and what year she was actually there. But I do remember her walking through the kitchen, because we used to have rooms that used to go off the kitchen. And I can always remember her because she would be having like a long skirt on and she'd have the little granny boots on and her hair would sort of be up. I just always remember that part of her. Not actually sitting talking to her or anything like that, but that's how I remember her. You know, which you thought is quite like that now. Like, you know, she wears granny boots, doesn't she? And, like, long skirts. And that's how I remembered her, yeah.
Very distinctive style.
Yes.
And what about the boys?
Nick Clegg, I remember him because I looked after him. So I do remember him. And he was always, like, a very nice boy, you know, very polite and etc. I think when I first started, we had like Mark Sainsbury's. They were all sort of popular boys, the Westerns.
Yeah.
in there. I can't remember who else now. I can't remember who else we had in there. No.
And how was cleaning the rooms? Did they keep things fairly tidy, or was it terrible?
No, yeah, some of the rooms could be really untidy, really messy. But I just used to say to them, you know, you have to keep your room tidy. And they'd go, yeah, okay then, yeah. But the next day it wouldn't be no different, you know. And if it was really, really bad, then we wouldn't do the rooms until they actually tidied them. Yeah, they could be very messy, yeah.
Did the boys in, just boys in Liddell's boarding, did the boys start having more more things too? I was thinking, as the 80s wore on,
yes,
people had more and more
yes,
consumable goods,
yes,
didn't
yeah,
they?
So their rooms wouldn't have so much in there, but as times went by, you know, you'd get more sort of things in there. I don't think they were allowed to have food in their room, so they'd never have a toaster or a kettle when I first started. But then as time went by, they started to get all them sort of things into their rooms.
They start having stereos too and things
like
that.
Yes, all them, yeah, used to come in, yes, yeah. Yeah, so they'd all have all that. So as time went by, you know, the rooms would get fuller and fuller with all sort of different things in there.
And were a lot of the boys sharing rooms too?
Yes, yes. You used to have a big dormitory. You'd have about 8 or 9 in a dormitory. And then you'd have like single rooms and they would all have 2 people in there. Yes. Yeah. It was always full, the houses in the beginning. Yes.
And what about the decorating the rooms? Did that change? Did they start having a lot more posters up and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't think we had any. When I first started, it used to be plain walls and nothing up there. But as time went by, obviously you'd get, you know, a few posters up, etc. Yeah, that definitely increased that part of it, yeah.
And what about pupils being naughty?
Yes, they were. They were more cheeky than being naughty, you know. But we were never the type to go to the housemaster and say so and so has been naughty, you know. We would just sort of. It was completely different then because you could approach them and tell them. Do you know what I mean? We would just go, you know, we would just say, don't be rude, etc., you know. But we never really, unless they were really bad, we would never report them, you know. Because we were so friendly with them that we didn't really, you know, go and report them.
No, you want to be on their side, really.
Yeah, that's right, yes, yeah. That was a good thing, we always had a good relationship with them. You know, so they could trust us and, you know, and they could come to us if they had any problems, which they did. You know, if they thought they couldn't go to the matron and talk about something, they would come to us and tell us. And then we decided, like, if it was really important or not, you know, that we would go to the housemaster and say if it was a real sort of big problem, you know. So it was nice that they felt that they could come to us and talk to us, you know. So, yes.
Yes, because you must have got to know some of them very well
over 5 years. Yes, yeah. Very well, yeah.
And what about the housemasters? Because you must have seen a few of those.
Yeah, we've had a few of those, yes. The one I had when I first started was Dr. Brown, David Brown. I can't remember now how long he was there for. He was okay. We also had Eddie Smith, but he was quite difficult. You know, because sometimes he would just walk by you and he didn't really acknowledge you very much. But that's who Eddie was, you know. And then I always remember one time somebody had said something to him, one of the girls. Obviously a boy had been really naughty this time and she'd had to tell him. And he went into the dining room and he said that one of the servants had reported that you know, so-and-so had been naughty. And the boys didn't like it because he had called us servants. And they all come rushing out and said, you know what, Eddie's just called you, that you're the servant sort of thing, you know. I remember that, yeah.
What about you? What did you feel about that?
Well, I didn't actually like being called a servant, you know, especially in them times, no. But I didn't go and approach him or say anything to him. I just let it go, really, sort of thing, you know. But that because that's how he was, you know, and how Eddie was. So, yeah, so we've had, I think I've done 5 or 6 different housemasters. We had Tony Morris, we had him. We had Martin Robinson. He was my best one, Martin. I liked Martin. I can't remember who else we've had. We had another one, he died. I can't think of his name at the moment. No, completely gone. So we've had quite a few, but on the whole, they've been okay. They used to let us just do our work and didn't really interfere very much. The only two that did stand out was Eddie and Martin, because I got on so well with Martin. He was my best one.
And when did you stop being a part of Liddell's? When did that change?
Well, what happened was they stopped doing the house lunches in there. And once they did that, I didn't enjoy being in the house then, because I wasn't being with the boys so much. I'd see them in the morning, but I didn't have that connection with them all day sort of thing. And it never felt, I didn't enjoy it after that.
Do you think it was a mistake getting rid of the house lunches?
In a way I do, because I think you've got, you know, everybody gathered together. You had the tutors all in the dining room, and the tutors would talk to the boys. And then I said about, you know, the if people weren't eating, etc. Whereas I feel you go to Grant's now, who talks to, you all just sit on a table. It's completely different, I think. I think it was nice. It was a nice family atmosphere, I think, when they had the lunches in the house. And I think it would have been nice if they kept that sort of thing. But now they do much better now. The food is so much better. They have a lot more choice, which they wouldn't be able to do if they kept it as a, you know, a family service sort of thing. So, yeah, I just think for communication, it would have been nicer, you know. But
so when the house lunches stopped, you...
I stayed in there for about 3 or 4 years. And then my mum retired, I think it was in 96. And then I decided that I would take her job over in the common room, which was from 2:30 to 5, because then my daughter had gone to secondary school by then and she didn't need me so much. And then, so I did that for a little while. And then Isabel, that used to work in the common room, she was going to retire. So once she, I'd already sort of like been in the common room for about 3 years or something. So once she retired, and then I took over in there. But, you know, for me, once the lunch had stopped in there, I was never really that happy in there. And then I just went into the common room.
And so tell us about the common room then. What was the common room like when you first started working there?
Well, completely it's different again to what it is now. Like, you used to have a back room where the toilets would be. That used to be another room down below there sort of thing. So, and then people would smoke down there, which you can't imagine anybody. So, you know, you couldn't imagine that now. So that they used to do that, and then didn't have half the things that they have now. You just used to have coffee, a tin of coffee on the counter, and just like tea, really, just Tetley tea bag. You never had all the teas that they have now, and no coffee machine or anything like that. And the table I used to be put the sandwiches on would be about this big. And somebody would be working. I'd always have to ask that person, can I please ask you to move now? I have to lay the table up. And I used to have to put a tablecloth on the table and then put all the sandwiches and that. I mean, you know, compared to what goes on now, it is completely different. Completely.
Was it a lot busier then, or because it was a smaller space?
Yeah, or? I don't think it was as busy as it is now. Yeah, like you get like all the music teachers coming, you get a lot of the admin staff coming now, which I don't think you did back then. I don't think we had all them sort of thing, you know. Yeah, so it was definitely a lot smaller. Yes. I don't ever remember being as busy then as I am now, sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the people in the common room, I guess not nearly as many women teaching?
No, definitely not so many women. No, I think there was very few. I don't think there was many women at all when I first went in there. There was quite a few, but not like there is now. Definitely not. And you'd have all the people that had been there quite a few years as well, you know, like, you know, have a group of people that had been there, like, say, 20 years or, you know, sort of thing, long-term people.
Any particular characters stand out? Or?
I always remember, like, David Hargreaves and Richard Pyatt and, Yeah, there was another couple that were always together. I'd always see them like sitting in their chairs like every afternoon having their tea and coffee and having a chat sort of thing, you know.
Did it feel like quite an intimidating place to start working?
When I first started there, because I was nervous and, you know, and there was all these sort of people, you know. Yeah, I did to begin with, yeah. I was nervous, you know, like, you know, will they talk to me or, do you know what I mean? Can I talk to them sort of thing, you know? Even though my mum had shown me what's gone on sort of thing, you know. I do remember starting there and I was like, well, I'm not quite sure about this, you know. But now I love it in there now sort of thing, you know. Talk to everybody and everything. So it has, you know, it has changed since, when, you know, again, since when I first started there to what it is now.
You mentioned your mum. Did she work for the school?
Yeah, so she came about 5 years after me and she started to do house lunches. I think she worked in Ashburnham House, I think. So she did that for quite a few years. And then I think she came out of there and then she went into the common room and she did like for a couple of hours in there in the afternoon. And then, so they were looking for somebody. So that's how it used to work them days. So I brought her here. Yeah, so she worked in the school for 15 years. Yeah.
And did your father work here as well?
No. One teacher seems to think that my father worked here. And every time he comes in, he'll go to me, how's your mum, Florrie? And I go... In the end, I go, yeah, she's fine. But he was thinking about somebody else that used to work there. And your dad, Steve, is he okay? And my dad's never worked there. And I told him, I don't know how many times I've told him that he never worked there. And I go, yeah, he's fine. No, my dad never worked there. No.
Did your dad work in Westminster?
He worked in Covent Gardens. Ah. So he used to put all the fruit on the vans, etc. So he did that for many, many years. Yeah, a long time he did that. He was like a porter there.
And then one of the other things I wanted to ask you about was the fact that when you started working here, I imagine most of the people were, you know, had been born and grown up in England and in London, but now of course we have so many more people coming to work who are immigrants. And
yes,
I want to ask you about that change and how that sort of...
Yes, as you'd say, because we used to have like a lot of porters and they would all be English and, you know, everybody was sort of English and then, you know, before the immigration and that, and then after time, I can't can't remember what sort of year, then you get a lot more porters coming in that were from different countries, etc. Yes, I did see a big change in that. Yes, yeah. And chefs, I mean, I've seen so many sort of like chefs come and go. The porters that used to work here, I mean, I can't tell you how many of them have come and gone. And like management, like Nicola. I mean, Nicola's been here, I think about 22 years or something like that. She's been the longest one that I've ever known to actually stay. So we used to see quite a few managers come and go. But she was very tough, Nicola, when she... I hope she won't listen to this, will she?
You can always edit it out.
Yeah, she was very tough when she come. We didn't quite know what hit us, actually, when she come. We didn't like her to begin with, yeah. She was very, you did this, you did that, you know. And yeah, she was tough. She's not now, but she used to be. Yeah, I always remember when she first came, I think, oh, you know, she's going to be really tough, and she was for quite a while. Yeah. I won't say no more. But she's fine now. She's quite easy now compared to what she used to be. Yeah. So, yeah.
Because now there's so many people who've come from, you know, a lot of the cleaners that we have are from Eastern Europe, and they don't necessarily have English as a first language. So
yeah,
I think that must be quite hard.
I always think, like, when you're working in the house, you can never have that communication with the boys because you can't really talk English, you know, yourself, you know. So I do find that quite... I find that quite sad that they can't communicate, really. Yes, yeah. Just trying to think what else. God, so much going on. But in the common room now, I mean, I really do enjoy working in there. It's really nice. Everybody's so friendly. Everybody will talk to you, etc. Yeah.
Has it changed? Has it become more friendly?
I think it definitely has become more friendly. Yes. You've got a lot more younger people coming in now. When you look around, that they are young. And they don't stay very long either. They do like 2 or 3 years. Not everybody, but then they go again. So you do get quite a big sort of turnover of teaching staff, yes. Yeah. But it's definitely much more friendlier now. And we have much more ladies as well that are actually in there now. Yes.
Have you got anything you want to ask?
No, I'm not sure. No.
No. You got anything you wanted to say that I haven't given you the opportunity to say? Anything else about how it's changed since you first started?
Maybe I think I've really said it all, really. Probably haven't been very good.
No, not at all. You've been wonderful.
Got a funny story.
Yeah. No, not really, no. I think I sort of covered everything. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Yeah, just my time in Lidl's really. My memories of being in there were always a happy place to work till I left. And I've been lucky enough to go into the common room and always been happy in there. And I have to say, throughout my 39 years I've been here, I've always been happy. And that's always been important. I've never gone, oh, I don't want to go to work today because, you know, I've got to work with so-and-so, you know what I mean, sort of thing, you know. I've worked on my own in the common room, which quite suits me, you know. And so I could say throughout my time here, I've always been happy. Always. There's only been one incident where I had to go to the bursa about one of the matrons, and that's it. Through all the years that I've been here, really. So I'll go away knowing that I've had a happy sort of time working here. And it's a good community as well. I think the community is very good of people, how friendly they are and everything.
And will you still be living in Westminster?
I will, yes. Yeah, a lot of people say, would I go live near my daughter? And I say no. Because, you know, I live in the heart of Westminster. I can bring my grandchildren down. There's so many places that we can actually go, museums and things like that, you know. So I wouldn't move. I would actually still stay here, yeah. And the grandchildren are not very happy because I'm leaving, because they can't come here anymore. Yeah, they go, Nanny, do you have to go? And I go, well, I'd like to have a little bit of a rest now. And they go, but we won't be able to come to your school anymore. Because they used to come in exam times and help me. And they come to a lot of events I bring them, yeah. So they're not very happy.
Well, hopefully you'll still bring them along to some events.
Yeah, we will do. We'll come to, like, the fair and things like that, yeah. But the thought that they can't come in and sit in the common room, they're not too happy with me at the moment. Yes.
I'm sure they'll recover.
They will, yes. Yeah.
Get to see a bit more of you,
that's
too.
Right. So we've had, like, that four generations of, you know, different generations, which is really, you know, good sort of thing coming to the school.
And that's going to be quite rare, I think, going forward. It's quite unusual for that to happen.
Yes. So, yeah, so, you know, at the end of it, I've been really happy here. Yeah.
That's great.
And I will be sad to leave, you know, miss everybody and talking to everybody. But I know it's the right time for me to go now, sort of thing, you know. Is that okay?
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much.